for Phantom Festival number 2. Listen and enjoy.
This is a test. For the next 10 seconds, this station will be conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Oh, my God! Emergency! Look out!
Family over tonight for some of them. Stew my wife, Max Carson, Wayne Norton, and Joy and Juice, I think her name is, and her famous ancestor, Sir Isaac, and the great chef, Vic. But there's also the wealthy highfalutin Norton, and his pet owl, Hootin' Norton, and the career colonel, Salutin' Norton, and the cabbie, Commutin' Norton, and the marksman, Good Shootin' Norton, the ex-conservationist, Pollutin' Norton, the hypochondriac, Putin Norton. Yes, honey, I'm coming.
God, I know you were talking earlier today about those friends who are on the favorite called the talk radio. You just take a hodgepodge of all the fresh and interesting liquor you have, all the new and stimulating stuff, you throw it all in the glass, and you top it off with a little therapeutic mineral ice. Drink isn't greasy and there's no unpleasant odor.
My God, I was looking up into space the other day, knocking around the idea of getting out and making some kind of enormous impact on the world. Well, one thing led to another. Don, I ended up cutting my fingernails and measuring the distance around my house. Isn't that just the way it goes sometimes, Don? Out of best laid plans of mice and guys like myself. It's a peculiar world, all right, Don. Only suggestion is that we all take a good hard look inside ourselves and remove everything that we see. But you know, Don, speaking on the level of the two intellectual rogues that we are, have been noticing the abundance of cheesecake and bakery windows these days.
Don, the other day I started myself on fire. I don't know why, but I needed help. When I turned to the nearest would-be rescuer, his only response was Flavmore. Need long Bosworth, flea bank, none that worse glass. What did he mean, Don? What did he mean?
Look at all these people who are famous, Don. I'm bothered. Let me tell you why. Dagnabbit, with all this commotion about Danloff and this darn summit, the media in this country have been neglecting an important and pressing topic. I'm talking about earwax, Don. We have senators, congressmen, and other assorted representatives, but what's getting done? That's what? None of fingers being lifted in this direction. Drugs? Okay, fine. Immigration? Sure. Take care of it. Pollution? You bet. Inflation? Get out of the economy. Help it out. But let's not forget about earwax, for God's sakes.
Over a war-torn valley as another raging battle subsides. Another turbulent ratings war won by KSTP. AM 1500.
Look, radio, talk radio. I lend you my ear. From fry until six, I smile as I hear the embellishment of our waves with sense and good cheer. Oh, there are times at the wheel when trying to steer that the show brings such laughter, the car starts to veer. But never is there even a twinge of fear, for I'd rather die laughing than be without you, my dear. Talk radio.
Happy Monday, everybody. Carl's got a song for you, Don. Listen to a story about a fella named Don, a radio man who liked to have a little fun. He was working on the air in the Windy City when he sensed the data was destiny. Fate, that is, something looming on the horizon. Oh, well, the next thing you know, he was ready for a change. You're looking for a format that offered him some range. Thinking about his future one day, said, geez, I think I'd like to work in the Twin Cities. St. Paul, Minneapolis, that is, good folks, lots of snow. Now he's on the air from 3 until 6, talking and laughing just to getting his kicks. Say, 1500's where he's sure to be found. Give him a call around on the sound. Don Vogel, that is, the monster, funny man, and fat, too.
And there it is. If you got in the middle of that, of course, that was the Phantom Festival. We took a whole bunch of the Phantom phone calls and just put them all together in one gigantic treat, the Phantom Caller.